This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a tragic story about a pastor who was found shot to death near his home. Before his death, John Clark was facing criminal investigation and resigned from his pastoral role. Now, the church he founded is mourning his passing. Learn more after this break.
Since 2005, BIC Media Solutions has become the leader in helping faith-based industry partners produce meaningful media in the form of books, films, and TV. The primary goal for the books and movies produced are to help enhance lives of people. The revised edition of It's What We Do Together That Counts includes insights into the successes of more than 100 executives and entrepreneurs. It's What We Do Together That Counts draws upon their life experiences and shows that any form of adversity can be overcome through hard work, perseverance, and kindness to others. Isn't that just the truth? Purchase It's What We Do Together That Counts on Amazon.com and BICMediaSolutions.com. Again, that's BICMediaSolutions.com. You can also purchase the Kindle version through Kindle eBooks or listen to it on Audible. On Friday, December 13th only, just on that one day, Friday, December 13th, download the free eBook of It's What We Do Together That Counts, the BIC Alliance Story. Log in to Amazon Kindle and download the free eBook. This is Steve Green on behalf of BIC Media Solutions.
A Michigan church is grieving the loss of its former pastor, who was found shot to death in the woods near his home. The police are investigating the death of John Clark, former pastor of Westside Community Church. Authorities say Clark died from a single gunshot wound to the head. But authorities say they're not sure if Clark shot himself, or if someone else shot him, whether it was accidental or intentional. Before his death, Clark was facing criminal investigation regarding financial misconduct at his church. He ended up resigning on August 29th after an audit of the church revealed financial irregularities. Church staff announced to the congregation on September 8th that Clark had resigned. They said this: "Recently, our board of elders initiated an audit into our finances. This audit identified some financial irregularities, which led us to seek counsel. We were advised to make the difficult and painful decision to turn our findings over to local law enforcement, who began a formal investigation. At that point, Pastor John Clark submitted his resignation. There are no further comments at this time." End quote. The investigation revealed that at least $500,000 of church money was misused over several years. Clark founded Westside Community Church back in 2002. The church released a Facebook post on Tuesday saying this: "Our hearts are heavy today with the passing of our founding pastor, John Clark." The church then offered prayer to those who needed it. They closed their post by asking for continued prayer for the Clark family and the Westside Community Church family. Listeners, let's take some time today to do just that. Pray over this situation. You can learn more about this story at charismanews.com. Keep tuning in for more updates. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.